Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day, enjoying doing whatever you're doing, relaxing, working, whatever it is. So yesterday, I was shopping, and when I got to the register and it was time to pay, I was like, my goodness. I was paying almost $100 for some fruits and vegetables and a few other things that a few years ago may have cost me $50 or $60. And I was like, prices have like gone crazy. And I know I'm not the only one who thinks this. I've had multiple conversations with multiple people about inflation, about paying so much more for things than we used to. And, you know, I know that, you know, when I was younger, things were cheaper and things continued to rise. That's just how the world works. You know, you could have gotten, I don't know, a carton of milk for 50 cents or something when maybe my mother was little. And then now it's like $3 or $4. But the rise in just the last year alone has been significant. And it's affecting everyone. Some jobs have raised the pay rate to compensate, but they may have raised it like 2-3% when things are costing 10-20-30% more. So it's really hard to live. And a lot of us are struggling. So I thought I would do this podcast on saving money in this inflating economy. Ways that I've found to help, ways that I'm going to incorporate to help, and different things that other people have told me that have helped them. So the first thing I think that really helps is to, when you can, cook your own food. Now, I'm a person that I do like to eat quickly. I don't really enjoy cooking. I like eating. I like tasting food. I don't like the whole cooking thing. And I'll do it, but I don't, it's not like a pastime of mine. But generally, the money we can save on cooking our own food is significant, because the money you spend on one meal you might order from Uber Eats or go out to eat, usually you can buy food and make it and have enough for the next day, maybe even more. So it does make sense to do that. Not only that, but it's good for your health, because you know what's going in the food, you're touching the food, you're cleaning the food. You can decide what you want to put in your body in a more direct way than having someone do it for you. You know, you never know what's going on back in the kitchen, or, you know, what things are added to foods, meals, whatever. So, you know, you have more control and you're saving money. Another thing that can be done is to grow your own food. If you have land, even a little bit, if you can have like a little plot of soil where you can grow some things, you can grow your own fruits, vegetables. And people who don't have that access to, like, where they can have a plot of land, you can grow it right in your kitchen. I had an aero garden. It was a really small device. It took up like, I don't know, a foot of space on my counter. And I was able to grow tomatoes, lettuce, different kinds of lettuce, actually, and like herbs on that little thing. And all I had to do was really just change the water and add like plant food. And it was really easy. And it just had a little light to help it grow. mine broke, so I need to get a new one. But I would have my own salads from my own kitchen, which was really cool. Again, I have control over what I'm eating because I'm producing it myself. So that's an idea. There are things that you can get online to grow your own mushrooms. I'm thinking about doing that actually because I eat a lot of those. But yeah, there's really no excuse whether you're in an apartment, condo, whatever, or house. You can grow your own food, and that also can save you money and be a source of health for you. When you do have to buy food, buy from local farmers. Again, it's going to be more fresh. There's little to no chemicals in it, and you're supporting a local business. And generally, you get way more for your money. There's a few farmers markets that I've gone to. The food tastes better. It's definitely the quality of it is just very noticeably different, and you get more for your money. There's this one I like to go to in Fort Lauderdale called YG Farmers Market, Yellow Green Farmers Market, and they have a ton of people that are bringing goods to sell there locally. And I usually stock up on my fruits and vegetables there. You can actually get seeded fruits, not this engineered crap that they sell in Publix, like without the seeds. That is not real. It doesn't even taste the same. But anyway, that's another story. So yeah, buying from local farmers is a great way to save money, get more for your money, and eat better. When you do have to go to supermarkets, Publix, Key Food, wherever you go, check for sales. Publix always has BOGOs, you know, buy one, get one free. So, you know, look in those ads and see what you usually get and get the things that you are going to use, and you're only paying for one of them instead of two. Clip coupons. I do not tend to do that because it's a little tedious for me, but that's a great way to save money. I'm sure you guys have seen people in videos clipping a ton of coupons and almost paying nothing for their bill at the end. But yeah, checking for sales, being proactive before you shop, or while you're shopping. Yeah, looking for the buy one, get ones, the discounts. That's going to save you money as well. Also, bringing your own food to work. I don't like cooking, so it's hard for me to meal prep and things like that. But when I do it, I do save money because the money in my hospital cafeteria has almost doubled to get a meal. And it's crazy. Like, the food is not, obviously not that great. And I'm paying almost double when I could just make my own. That's going to taste better. That's going to have the nutrition I need. And it's readily available. So that, along with, now I'm not a coffee drinker. Coffee makes me jittery. And whatever. But I know a lot of people that drink coffee. Like, they gotta have their Starbucks, they gotta have their Dunkin' Donuts, whatever it is, their frappes, their lattes. You know how much money you're spending on that a week? Now, if you even just do it like three times a week, you're spending about $20, about. It might be more. That is like $80 a month, which is like $1,000 a year. Excuse me, $1,000 a year just to drink coffee. That's just going to come out of you and just going to give you an awakened feeling for a little while and a crash. So bring your own from home if you really drink coffee like that is going to save you money. And you know, you don't have to worry about stopping off at Starbucks before. So maybe you'll get to work a little earlier too. Anyway, I don't know, but that's just something that I always notice when I'm at work and I see people come in with Starbucks, or like they gotta, or during the day, they just gotta go downstairs and get their coffee drinks, their specialty drinks. And I'm like, I mean, I know it's a nice treat here and there, but if you're doing it every day, you're spending a lot of money. So bring your own, or see if you can cut it down a little bit. Another thing that can be done to save money is to get rewards cards for the things you already use. For example, when I fly, I use JetBlue a lot. So I got a JetBlue card that allows me to bring up to three checked bags. You guys know if you travel that checking a bag in is like, I don't know, $30-$35. So I'm saving money on that. And I'll just use my card for something I already purchased, like maybe gas once a month or whatever. So I'm not like maxing out my card on ridiculousness, but I'm still getting the reward. Another thing is to, like, a lot of us love Amazon. I know I do. I love coming home and seeing a package at my door, like I got a little gift from someone, which is myself. But there's cards that give you Amazon rewards, like Chase has a excuse me, Amazon rewards program. So when you buy things on Amazon, you get money back that you can use on Amazon. Also, bulk shopping clubs. So like BJ's, Sam's Club, Costco, often they have cheaper gas. So if you feel like you're gonna save money going there shopping, maybe you have a large family or it's just certain things you buy a few times a year that you don't wanna have to get at the grocery store, you can save money by having that card and using it to get gas, which I do notice, excuse me, is significantly lower than regular gas stations. So there's another option. Then we can creep into the DIY world to save money. Making your own soaps, your own body creams, your own hair products. I have, excuse me, I have not ventured into soap making, but I have done body butters that have been really good for eczema, psoriasis, just overall dry skin. And I've made it myself based on ingredients that I know would help skin. And I can make pretty large batches. There goes me having to buy body lotion, hair products. I looked up how to make flax gel for curly hair. And it works better than gels I've bought and creams I've bought. So, and it's really easy to do and it lasts me forever. So there's another option, but really look into things that you use and figure out how to make them yourself. Again, it's going to be healthier for your body, for your skin, for your hair, whatever. And you're saving money because you're not going to be buying it from someone else all the time. Even like fragrance oils, like perfumes, I've made those, beard oils, all those kinds of things. So there's really a way to make everything yourself. Doing your own hair, cutting your own hair. I've ventured into cutting my own hair because it's curly. I can do that curl by curl and it's not such a big deal. But coloring, I don't really venture into because I don't want to make a mess with that if I'm going lighter. But yeah, if I'm going darker, I've dyed my own hair black, and red, and that saves money because stylists are expensive. And or cutting your own hair, if you're a guy, you can save a lot of money. That's like they're like $30, around $30 a cut. I know a few guys that have ventured into doing that. It may not come out right the first time, but you gotta watch a lot of videos. You gotta, do your own research. And I'm not saying that barbers, can just become a barber in a second. But if I were a guy, like I would learn how to cut my own hair. Like it's your own hair, your own head you can learn, and it's only one of them. So if you learn how to cut you're gonna learn how to cut you the best every time. Just make sure you get, a mirror to show the back of your head. And yeah, but that's money you can save. If you do that twice a month, you're saving about $60. So yeah, that's a good way to save money. Another thing that can be done is to open a high interest savings account. So we all should be saving money anyway. At least a small percentage of your check should always be going to savings. And the, you know, the bank is using your money all the time. Why not get paid a little more in interest for it? So high interest savings accounts, they're generally like 4% or more, and you'll start getting money back for them using your money and holding it there. And that's a good way to also add some bank to your bank. Cutting out non-essentials, that's another thing. Like, I had a membership to a car wash club, and I did like it because I could go anytime my car was dirty. Sometimes I would go 2-3 times a week, but that was getting a little excessive. Like, I didn't really need to have my car that clean, but it was like $20 a month, and I was like, I don't really need to do that. I can just go when I need to. And so I cut it out, and to me, I've saved money. It's probably like $10, because I obviously go at least once a month to clean my car. But other times I will just look into doing it myself. That's another way that you can save. It's just doing things yourself with your car, which leads me into doing your own like car maintenance. Now, I haven't ventured into doing my own oil changes. That's a little tedious and hard for me because I don't have like a garage and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure I could do it, but I have changed my own air filters for the first time a few months ago, and I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. So I was getting my oil changed, and you know, they come to me with my air filters and they're like, oh, they're so filthy, we can change them for like, I don't know, it was like $50-$60, my air filter and my cabin filter. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Went on YouTube, found a video, and bought the air filters from Amazon. They were like $10, and I changed them myself in under 15 minutes, and it was so easy. I will never pay for that again. I'm telling you, anyone could do it. It's very, very simple. Just look it up, look up your car type and model, whatever. You can easily do it. Women, you can do it. But that saved me about $30. Anywhere you can cut costs and save is just the way to go at this point, because it's just, things are just so expensive. And that's really all I could think of right now. If you guys have any tips or suggestions, let me know. There might be a part two to this if I think of more ways. As I find more ways to help myself, I'll share it with you guys. But I really think that doing these things can either help save money or benefit your health, which are things that we all need to do anyway, living in this world. So I hope everyone has a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day, and thank you for listening to Dreamcast.